Hello, I'm Patrick Chavis, and you're listening to LA Theater Bites review of the world premiere of The Body's Midnight, playing now at Boston Court Pasadena, April 18th through May 26th, 2024. The Body's Midnight is a psychological, dramatic comedy that feels so relatable when grounded, but the comedic structure that plagues most of the narrative is boring and contrived. The Body's Midnight follows an older couple, Anne, played by Keller Walsh, and David, played by Jonathan Nichols Navarro. They go on a road trip in various parts of California, Utah, and other places off the road before their daughter's expected baby arrives. Anne's recent diagnosis also contributes to some of the drama on this road trip. In this play, playwright Tira Palmquist has written such a beautiful and, more importantly, honest portrait of a relationship, a mature relationship. It reminded me of that quote from Bruce Lee when he said, "In the beginning, a flame, very pretty, often hot and fierce, but still only light and flickering. As love grows older, our hearts mature, and our love becomes as coals, deep, burning, and unquenchable." It was a treat to watch these actors display this on stage, a mature type of love. That was quite powerful, and by far one of the highest points of the play and script. When it's just Anne and David, there's some wonderful chemistry there. When Anne and David aren't alone, though, they are on a road trip and visit different spots, and when they get there, they meet a bunch of what I call quirky people, and also the occasional comedic phone call from a daughter worried about her aging parents. While the characters receive important messages connected with one of the important themes of the play on each stop, the quirky messages come off more preachy and annoying than funny. While much of the imagery this play is telling us about through text, really only the root system is a visual helper when it comes to this story. I just couldn't wait to be done with most of the characters they pass through, besides one near the end who had a very important part in the script that helped connect a lot of the threads. I think this play would have benefited from being a tad more serious or write more interesting interactions. It's fine as is, but I think this could be better, especially with such great characters. The scenic design from Nicholas Poynting's creative tree mesh background is quite beautiful, and David McComey's projection design adds the necessary texture to the set. For a road trip story, a lot of the space looked pretty bare. As I mentioned before, the casting of these two leads was great. The chemistry, you can't always find that, but there it is. While I don't think this piece is for everyone, I think for the patient. There's some interesting tidbits to chew on. I give The Body's Midnight a 7.5 out of 10. It's above average. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting LA Theater.